It is 7:57. We're at 36 degrees, feels like 30 out there. And community conversation this morning. Melanie Sinclair is on the line with us. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking time out. We talked last year during May about Trauma Awareness Month, and you have generously, graciously decided to join us again this year. Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
Would you why don't you go ahead and just tell people a little bit about yourself and your position?
All right. So my name is Melanie, like you said, and I am the Community Hospital Division, which includes Frederick West Bend as well as Frederick Menominee Falls Trauma Coordinator. And basically what that job does is I look at a lot of data and analyze that data and then turn it into injury prevention education, staff education, work with our EMS teams, and just do a lot of training about trauma.
And typically for trauma, we're talking actual injury, not illness, correct?
Correct, yeah. No emotional trauma. It's all traumatic injuries, so things that happen through car accidents, falls are very big, things along those lines, so something that physically hurts you more than emotionally.
All right. And we talked a little bit about what kind of we wanted to focus on here, and especially I think it's important given what's going on in the universe at this point. How do people decide, what should people use as guidelines to decide what kind of care they need for a mishap? And let's just start from there.
Sure. So I think that when people are considering where they should go, should they go to their primary care provider, should they go to an urgent care, or should they go to an ER, you always have to kind of consider what your injuries are and then base it off of that. So if you think your heart's going to stop beating, if you're having a very difficult time breathing, if a bone is sticking out of your body, or if you can't stop the bleeding, those are all really great reasons to come to the ER right away and be seen and taken care of. If you have a broken finger because you slammed it in a car door and it hurts really bad and it's throbbing, that might be better for an urgent care. If it's fractured, you may need some manipulation, so they might send you over to the ER, but it's a good place to start with the urgent care. When you don't feel good for a few days, maybe you stubbed your toe on Tuesday and now it's Thursday and it's purple and it looks irritated, those are good things to, you know, either call your PCP or if you can't get it, and then go to urgent care. But you really want to reserve your emergency department for your emergent injuries, things that you need intervention with right away.
Now, we heard for a while there that people should try to avoid emergency rooms because we were trying to deal with coronavirus and so on and so forth. But I think we've kind of moved beyond that at this point, right?
We really are. We still have many concerns with coronavirus, and you know, we're still learning many things along with the disease and how it spreads and what precautions are best to take. But things have definitely slowed down, and we're hoping because of the social distancing, that's what's been going on. But you know, we still need to take precautions. But yes, coming to the ER again is appropriate, especially when you're really sick and you need our help. So.
And I guess not only the ER, but also urgent care and even back to your primary.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. And being open to ideas of virtual visits. So maybe you've just got a lingering cough and you don't need to necessarily come in, but we can talk through what are your signs and symptoms, what's going on. And then hopefully we can help you through a virtual visit. And, you know, so we're learning that we can use technology in our favor sometimes. So being open to the different ways that you can actually meet with your provider is also a good thing.
Well, I'm due for a follow-up visit. Actually, it's been rescheduled twice now with my primary, just my regular checkup.
Okay.
If we did a virtual visit on that, how does that work?
So everybody is a little bit different and everybody has a little bit of technology, but you know, especially with an annual, it's a little bit more difficult because we really do want to listen to your heart and we want to listen to your lungs and we want to, you know, touch on your stomach and look at different parts, look in your eyes and your ears and look in your throat and touch and feel a lot of different things when we're doing an annual. So that one's a little bit more challenging to do over the phone, but smaller things are good to be done over the phone.
Okay. Well, because also he wants some blood work and that kind of stuff. And that's hard to do over the phone, too.
very hard.
Although I guess it could get done and then he could just we could just review it if we did get together on the phone. But that's kind of it's interesting. As far as are you seeing are trauma centers busier these days than they used to be? And I'm not talking just in particular with COVID-19. I'm just talking in general over the last few years. What kind of trends have you seen? Because you said you study this kind of stuff, right?
I do. So what we've seen, obviously, since COVID has happened, our number of traumas has gone down significantly. And I think that's because people are off the roads and kind of hunkering down into their homes. But in general, for the last couple of years, we've definitely seen an incline in traumatic injuries. And some of the biggest injuries that we do see are falls. So our population is aging, and our baby boomer population is definitely a very large amount of the population. And so we are seeing falls being one of our greatest traumatic injuries. And you can fall from a ground level, you can fall from a slightly elevated, or you can fall from a really high height. But we're seeing very independent older adults still living in their own homes, climbing up on the roof to clean out the gutters, to put up Christmas lights, and they're falling off either because they've had a syncopal episode, because they're just going to learn about a cardiac issue that they have, or maybe they have a stroke, or they just slip on something wet. But either way, we're seeing a lot more falls. And the other thing we're seeing a lot of is car crashes. And car crashes have been related to distracted driving. So a lot of texting and driving, a lot of eating and driving, and then speeds. They up the speed on the highway, and I feel like most of the time when I'm driving on the highway, if I'm driving 75, I'm getting driven past at a high rate of speed. So those are all factors that are really playing into our car crashes as well as our falls.
Now, as far as preventing injuries from falls, do you have any great hints to prevent those kind of injuries?
Take your time is number one. Nobody ever has to be in a rush. And so, knowing what your speed is and changing that. If you get a new medication, make sure that you understand that medication. Give it 2 or 3 days to see, do you get lightheaded when you sit up? Do you, feel dizzy if you walk for too long? Do you get dehydrated easily, so you need to drink more water? Really paying attention to your medications. And then one of the simplest things you can do is just look at the clutter in your home, look at your pathways in your home, and just make sure they're really clear. You don't want to have an obstacle course to get to the bathroom at 2:00 in the morning. You don't want to have to walk through a puddle of water. So if you have to put, something down or make sure your floors are dry. But again, be careful with rugs. If they are, just a loose rug, they often slip, and those can become trip hazards too. So clear areas, know your medications, know your body, and take your time. Those are big tips for preventing falls.
All right. Now, in case you're not quite sure about whether or not you need to come in to be seen, pretty much every facility has an advisor now you can call, right?
Yes. Yeah, there is usually a hotline or a nurse line that you can call in, and you can talk through your symptoms and find out if you should come in or if you should call your primary care or go to urgent care.
All right. What else do you want to cover this morning, Melanie?
I guess the other thing that I've been seeing, especially since the weather's been getting nicer, and I think people have been cooped up for quite some time, and so people want to get out, is just really being careful. We've seen quite a few ATV and dirt bike accidents. Make sure that you're wearing a helmet. Make sure that you're following the rules that are included with each one of those ATV, dirt bike, and just being safe, making sure that the kids that you're putting on them have some sort of safety training and awareness of the risks. Make sure the item is in good repair so that a tire doesn't fall off or the steering doesn't go bad. Just really being careful. We're just seeing a lot of injuries, and I know people have been cooped up, so they're ready to just get out and go free, but we just really have to be careful.
All right. Sounds good. Well, hey, Thank you again so much for taking time to chat with us this morning.
You're very welcome. It was great to talk to you. And guys, take care of yourselves.
Hey, enjoy Florida.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Melanie Sinclair from Frederick Hospitals in West Bend and Menominee Falls. Appreciate her taking time out this morning for community conversation here on 101.3 WIBD AM 1470.